Okay, so let's start breaking down the three components of behavioral change and talk about them in more detail. So the first one is motivation. Now, motivation, you're going to see be typically really, really high for most people in the beginning stages. That first time you're sitting down with them when you're ordering the lab test, usually motivation's really high. Now, it's important to address if motivation's high. So if you are talking to them and you're talking and you're asking some of the questions that we had advised you to ask in a previous module where you're asking, are they willing to take supplements? Are they willing to change their diet? Are they willing to change their lifestyle? If you're getting no's across the board for these people, it might not, that particular client that's sitting in front of you may not be the right fit. It's really, really important to make sure that at that first visit, there is some level of motivation to say, I'm ready to make a change in my life, because that is a necessary component of them really getting off the ground running. So, motivation is what we use in the beginning to get people started. And it can help sometimes with motivation to have external words of encouragement. So, by external, I mean that you, anybody else in your practice that's meeting with this particular client is really encouraging them, is really reminding them over and over that they can do it, that you see tons of clients like them change their lives, and that can really help with the motivation. So it's okay if they don't feel 100% like they can change, but we want them to at least pretty excited about the possibilities moving forward with that first step. So how we motivate oftentimes is by future orientation. So it's said that the way people tend to motivate themselves is away from pain or towards pleasure. That's a psychological finding that most people, if they're going to make a change and motivate themselves to make a change, it's going to be because they want to avoid pain or have more pleasure. Most people tend towards the avoid pain out of these two, but both of these are worth looking at. So if somebody shows up in your office, most of the time they are in some sort of pain or suffering, and they're motivated to come to see you because they want to get out of that pain and suffering. So a lot of people are there because of that. Now, some people will come oriented more towards pleasure, and they'll be talking in a towards pleasure type of way around, yeah, I'm here because I really want to feel good again. I really want to know what it's like to wake up and feel good. So that person, if they're saying words like that, they are more oriented towards pleasure as a motivating factor. So people that tend to internally motivate towards pain may also you do better with terminology that is reminding them, that is encouraging, that is motivating them also from away from pain perspective. So if somebody's coming in talking about and saying, yeah, I'm here because I'm just ready to be out of my joint pain. I'm just so sick of my joint pain. A word of encouragement that you or somebody on your team could be doing is we see people every day get out and end their joint pain, right? Versus if that same person was showing up and saying, wow, I am so excited to be able to crochet again. And I am just so excited for my joints to feel awesome so I can crochet again. So that's where that individual is using and might have a tendency towards responding better to a towards pleasure future orientation. And in that particular instance, you or your team can be orienting them and encouraging them towards pleasure. So even though that person's in the same joint pain as the previous example, so in this situation, we might say, we see people all the time be able to utilize their hands to do the things they love again. So that's that towards pleasure. So we want to basically be looking out for what they're saying in that initial consult to get a sense of do they tend to orient to away from pain or towards pleasure. Now, if you can't figure it out, it's no problem. We can utilize both of these things at any given time. So we can also utilize motivation to say, wow, I really do see people end their joint pain all of the time. And start doing the things they love to do with their hands again, start doing things they enjoy so much that they couldn't do before. So that has like a way from pain and towards pleasure. So don't overthink this. You know, it's just some level of these nitty details that do allow us to fine-tune the way we encourage people, but it's also not a big deal. The biggest point here is really we want to encourage people. We want to keep that motivation high. This motivation will naturally wear off at some points of time, and we can and we do have methods, and we recommend having methods to continue to reach out to people to keep them motivated. And we also want to be really training people to how to change habits and self-motivate themselves, because they're not going to be with us forever. And if they're used to having an external person that is calling them or checking in every week and making sure their motivation's staying high, then we become kind of a crutch for them. Versus if we teach them how to make a change in their life and how to do this on their own, then we empower them. So that's really what we're doing here with training them on this, is teaching them how they can be empowered, how they can use this knowledge to create change in themselves, so that when they are done, you know, working with us, they can continue to make improvements and changes in areas of their life they want to work on.